Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com.
I guess some of the pressure's off. I mean, 108 years is now behind us, and but the goal from here on out is to win a World Series, and if you don't do that, I just consider every season after that is a failure if you don't do that.
That is Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant, and Cubs talk continues here on The Score with Theo Epstein as he joins Spiegel and Parkins tomorrow morning at 10. Kyle Schwarber has been cleared by doctors to catch. He will see some work behind the plate this spring. St. Louis pitcher Alex Reyes will have Tommy John surgery. He'll miss the entire 2017 season. NBA, Bulls are off today. They host Boston tomorrow before the All-Star break. Dwayne Wade, Nico Mirotic may play. Paul Zipser is likely out. Forbes announced today they value the Bulls at $2.5 billion, making them the league's fourth most valuable franchise. And elsewhere in the NBA this evening, Indiana plays at Cleveland in an early game. Atlanta takes on the Clippers in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves play in Texas on Friday. And one Bears note for you, they've signed offensive lineman Eric Kusch to a two-year deal. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. The doctors at Presence Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve. You can book same day, evening, and weekend appointments and have access to the personal care you need. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence. And I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
2-0 pitch. Ripped to right field. Rollins drives home. Jackson, 2-1 Sox. And there she is. 20 wins on May the 6th. 10-4, the final score.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Wow. Remember that first month? It was exciting.
Yeah.
It was all fun stuff. And then the rest of the season happened.
And then baseball.
And then the team finds its level because sometimes a bad team has a good month. And sometimes that good month is the first month. So it happens right around the second week of May, and then everything was bad.
We're talking L-Train World Series matchups and all the other stuff.
Well, Jimmy Rollins was part of the team for a little while, and he was there as some odd things were going on. And just as you were talking about the delight with which some players have been excised from this roster, Rollins is now a San Francisco Giant. And was asked some questions about what he experienced as a member of the White Sox.
The clubhouse in disarray after that point. Although we did great, it was just, you know, it's always a little, you know, players versus the front office. But I think just because of the way it was handled, that a lot of the guys that were outspoken are no longer there. They're in better places, if you ask me, but they're no longer there. Maybe my third day there.
Yeah, I remember.
When Adam came in, I had just went to the bathroom, so I didn't hear anything, and I came out, and then, like, he's retiring. I'm like, well, why is everybody so sad? You celebrate a guy retiring. He had a great career, and he's made his decision. Then I found out why, and then chaos. But not to worry about that here.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, that if we're really being truthful about how this went down.
The Drake LaRoche, Adam LaRoche.
Yeah, Rollins was one of the guys that catalyzed that.
Like, what the hell is going on?
Exactly. He was one of the guys who was asking people in charge, why is this kid always around? What's going on with this?
How normal is this?
Right.
Is this what you guys do? Yeah,
is this what we're on?
Right. Are we going to do this now?
Right.
Yeah, Jimmy Rollins and I believe Brett Laurie, like some of the new guys who weren't used to seeing a child in the locker room or in the clubhouse, I should say, as much. And what we kind of glossed over during that moment, too, was that entire time Jose Abreu was sitting there missing his child who was stuck in Cuba, and he's having to hang out with your kid every single day.
The weirdo kid with his assault rifle.
Like, you think about how, man, I scrubbed my mind of last year's White Sox season because it was death. But to think about what that spring training was like, and then the riding the wave of that first month, and then the rest of the season taking place, and then the Chris Sale stuff, Adam Eaton's tweets during the award ceremonies about, you know, I don't see color and all that other stuff he was talking.
Did you hear Rick Hahn tell the story about the Chris Sale day?
He was said, on with this. I don't remember if we talked to him.
I read this on Twitter, an excerpt from it, and it might have been something from White Sox convention or something. It was a Q&A when he said that it was when he was a substitute base coach for his kid's little league game. Mm-hmm. So one of the assistant coaches wasn't there, so he was coaching one of the bases, and his phone just kept blowing up, and. He looked at the one.
He didn't realize he had to deal with another child.
Well, the
one moment.
Text that came in that said, Sale cut up all the jerseys. We can't wear these jerseys. He said that's when he knew that his fun day coaching his kid was over. Yep.
I still can't believe that happened.
Can you?
I still
think
can't
about that.
Like, other people's property, destruction of other people's property for me, like, I was taught as a kid, like, that's, you don't dwell in that land, that zone of breaking things that don't belong to you, like these people who like to break joysticks or controllers on video games that don't belong to them. Cutting up other people's jerseys, like cut your jersey up if you don't like the jersey. Cut yours up. But that happened on a Major League Baseball team. Yeah, that happened. Yep. It was premeditated. And
he's a clown.
He thought, well, but just think about how long you have to be allowed to be a clown for that to get to that level. Like, well, that's not a one-off where you're like, you know what, I've had it. I've never exercised these demons before.
He wasn't punished for taking on the executive vice president.
Right.
But he felt he could act with complete impunity no matter what.
And the team had enough. And I'm reading right now the rankings, the player rankings, the pitcher rankings are out now for ESPN. And the third pitcher overall in Major League Baseball is one Chris Sale, and it's not because of the quote Boston effect where you become a Boston Red Sox and everybody wants to, you know, adore you and mouth hug you to death. No, Chris Sale has been that guy for a long time. He just hasn't been able to pitch in the playoffs. Well, now he's going to get his chance, and, you know, it's not speaking on Chris Sale, the pitcher, but Chris Sale, the dude, for the last couple of years, a lot of people in that clubhouse were like, all right, we've had enough, and we're losing with you. But the whole jersey cutting up thing, I still can't believe. Like, when you talk about top 10 weirdest things that you've ever presided over as a member of the media, that's got to be right in there. As just sheer weirdness. Like, I can't...
No pun intended.
There it is. Like, what are some of the weirdest stories that you've ever covered?
Like baseball?
Or been,
oh,
just
God. Period.
Just things where you're like, all right, that really didn't just happen just now. Because I don't... I mean, can you outdo... Outside of, like, criminal stuff, can you outdo that?
Well, Carlos Zambrano and Michael Barrett was pretty weird. I mean, there's several involving Carlos Zambrano.
True.
Just, you know, when true. He's just threatening to fight people and coming, taking his belt off on the field. And
when he did the interview on this station, and he was being weird at the hotel. And don't you guys go to commercial?
There's... Boy, I couldn't even be. If you, I would really have to sit down and think about it and solicit help for the weirdest, where you say, I can't believe this is going
our,
on.
Our teammate now, weird moment when Olin Krutz was flicking the lights on and off in the locker room.
The gun range with Olin and Fred Miller.
Oh, yeah.
When they're at the FBI gun range, drunk and smashing each other in the head with weights. Right? That's
hitting each other with free. But like, two giant men
drinking at a gun range,
picking up weights and hitting each other in the head.
Then they had to tattoo each other's face on their ass.
Right, exactly. Oh, no, they had to tattoo Jake Arrieta's ass. Right. Fred Miller's face is right. On Jake Arrieta's ass.
Yeah. Arrieta came running in. Do I get to get something tattooed on my ass, please? Please, make me... It's like, do you think... How many lost bet ass tattoos does Jake Arrieta have?
His ass just looks like a NASCAR.
Right, is he like that guy who in high school and college...
He's got the Tide symbol on his ass.
He's like a little too eager to bet that.
He couldn't wait to lose.
Right. Like,
Jake, I don't want to bet, dude. Like, we've done this already twice. Your ass is getting covered up now. Right. You're running out of room on your ass, Jake.
Listen, I really like the Sixers tonight.
And he's doing nightly bets. Hold on,
but if I lose, I get to tattoo something. It's like, if you want to do it, just go ahead. And
right, right. Hey, dude, we don't need to talk about this anymore. Like I told you,
I had to do it. I lost another bet.
Man United is on tomorrow. Like, dude, I don't even like soccer. Just if you want to get an ass tattoo, right, you don't have to ask anymore. Right.
Well, I wouldn't have done it, but I make good on all my bets.
It's like Step Brothers when they're asking them to make bunk beds for more activities. It's like, go ahead and do it. I don't give a. Yeah. Like, come on, Jake. Stop begging for ass tattoos. No, dude, people are texting actually right now the weirdness that would be close to Chris Sale cutting up all the jerseys. Bartolo Colon disappearing. Remember when that happened? When the White Sox couldn't find Bartolo Colon?
Well, Derrick Rose disappearing from the Knicks that one day was really weird. I mean, there's...
Is that us covering that, though?
No, that really wasn't our story.
Yeah. Sosa's cork bat. That's not... I don't think that's weird. That's just
yeah,
cheating.
Manti Te'o getting catfished.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what that was and how
we're still
that happened.
Kinda,
right? There's still some videos in there.
Right, right. We're still like, is Manti on the up and up with this? I was in Atlanta when that was breaking, and they were like, hey, don't go with this. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's a Deadspin story. Like, we can go with Manti Te'o making up women that he was hanging out with.
Yeah, Alonzo Spellman having the manic depressive episodes that he barricaded himself in the house, just walking down Route 22.
That was sad.
Yeah.
Barefoot with a huge coat on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Singletary had to, of all people, it's like, this man's having a mental health episode. Who should we call? Mike Singletary.
Mike goes out there and takes his pants off.
Can't do it. Right.
Look at this. Yeah. Go walk over to this majestic wang. Yeah.
And members.
Moises Alou going on his hands. That's not weird. You found out that a lot of guys actually did that to toughen up their hands. Yeah. Moises Alou was weird. I mean, Moises had help, though.
Moises,
weirdness.
Yeah, Moises was he led an interesting Chicago existence. The way he kept certain hours and how he had to regulate his circadian rhythms, shall we say?
He's like my baby.
he needs
to be fed at a certain time.
And when you're playing
the witching hour of Moises Alou.
When you are playing day games,
you gotta go to sleep.
You can't
gotta
be
go
up
to sleep
until 4 a.m.
Why
every
not?
Night.
If you know that there isn't a history of winning, like, that changes now. But if you know that there isn't a history of winning, and you know people aren't going to get mad at you if you lose because they're happy that you're there, yeah, you're damn right I'm going out to 3 in the morning to the 702 Club right over there on Clark, hanging out a little bit, a little salsa action. Kidding me? A little two-step. Walk in, you know, maybe go over to White Palace, get yourself some greasy food, try not to get shot by Tony Allen and his boys, and then go home.
Maybe buy Antoine Walker a couple of eggs.
Right. Twan's outside like, hey, man, what you got on my burrito? The Bartman play. No, that's not weird. Dave McGinnis was just, that was just inept.
Oh, boy.
That was.
Yeah, but that was, I was covering. Hallis Hall. I was at Hallis
Hall
that day.
Getting ready to name Dave McGinnis their head coach.
Well, then the press conference never started. And then when poor Ted Phillips walked out, I believe somebody played the actual report for me. And like in real time, I think I described him as an ashen-faced Ted Phillips has just walked out to speak to us, and he looked sick.
Yeah, because he had no news.
He looked that's when they knew that something had fallen through. But he looked physically ill, and we certainly understood why at that point. But yeah,
it didn't really amount to much because Dave McGinnis didn't get a job, did he?
The Sox gave us two top 10 all-time weird stories in the same season.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing had to be blown up. Even if they were looking for a reason to do it, like you got to imagine Rick Hahn comes to Kenny and Jerry at the end of the season, like, all right, what do you want from me here? Like, you saw from spring training to the end of this damn season what this thing looked like. We're not only losing, but we're embarrassing each other while we're losing. Let's get these people the hell up out of there. Let's get them upstairs and get their baseball information and get them the hell up out of here.
Yeah, Albert Bell sending the bat boy to crawl through the rafters to retrieve his corked bat.
I still can't believe that happened.
Like, why?
Because it's kind of got like a weird Mission Impossible feel to it, where you've got some, and these aren't like boys, these are men. We think about bat boys or clubhouse guys, you got some little dude making, you know, 30 grand a year plus tips, and he's crawling through like some duct that he can't fit in. You got to like put KY jelly on the side of him and squeeze him in there.
Like a TV dinner.
Right.
Like, goals, have a few laughs.
Yeah, that thing. And of course, the Jordan retirements, those were kind of weird, right? You covered those.
No, I did. The Jordan retirement. I happened to be at the Sox playoff game.
It was Blue Jays Sox,
Sox,
right?
Blue Jays, and I happened to. It just so happened, dumb luck. We were walking to the car. It was a crappy game, and I'm walking to the car as Jerry Krause has somebody holding each one of his arms, and he was having some kind of health issue. I don't know if he was having like a panic attack or something, but he had people escorting him out, and he was all blotchy and like drooling. Yeah, it was really bad. And I'm like, what's wrong with Jerry? Jerry always had, he had a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had a lot of issues. I guess
sometime,
I think I've told you all the good stories, right?
About Jerry? I don't know if there's all of them. Some of them, maybe. I don't know.
All right. There's so many great, what?
What are we talking about?
We're on the air.
I know, and what are you talking about?
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? How can you just come up and start talking to us?
Oh, you're hammered. That's what it is.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
Shut up.
Yeah, you should have just said you were hammered. You're not hammered? You're hammered.
I've had some beers.
Yeah. You look like you've had some beers.
I've had a couple of cocktails.
Look at my guy over here. He's like, I don't want any tape of this. Yeah. My wife's listening. All right, we're gonna go to commercial here before we have to escort this young lady out of here. It is the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Aren't you supposed to tase these people?
The Chicago
One
Auto
of you
Show.
You are supposed to tase these
at
people.
At the 670 The Score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Depending on what report you believe, Conor McGregor v. Floyd Mayweather is either getting very, very close or it remains the longest of long shots and probably is never going to happen. I'm in the latter camp, despite the fact that there was a report in the Irish Sun that a deal was on the verge of being finalized. I just don't see it. I mean, on one level, I'd love to see it, but I don't see it. Other than money, why would something like this ever happen? These two guys compete in totally different sports. Floyd has never fought in MMA. Conor has never boxed before. And while McGregor McGregor is one of my favorite athletes ever. I couldn't admire this guy anymore. There's absolutely no way he could ever beat Floyd boxing him. Mayweather is unbeaten. He's one of the best boxers ever. And as I mentioned, Conor has never boxed before. And since it's never going to happen, it's neither here nor there. Everybody just keep moving. I'm Jim Rome.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time during the Chicago Auto Show, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $109 a month for 36 months with $2,809 due at lease signing. That's right, just $109 a month. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248
Hey, it's Jason Goff, and when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. It's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. You know, many falsely think winter is a bad time to sell a home. It's not true, and it's sad, and it's fake news. Tim and Suzanne were relocating out of the state and called Amy Kite for help to sell their Highland Park home. Amy's marketing system works year-round, and in no time, they had multiple offers, and their home sold in only 7 days for $525,000. Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks, that's the real deal. And working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear, but don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
CDL Class A drivers, ready to rev up your career? Don't miss this great opportunity to join their line haul team at Saia LTL Freight in Burr Ridge. Saia offers up to 64 cents per mile to experienced OTR drivers, along with a generous benefits package and great home time. And our average driver tenure is more than 9 years. If you're ready to find a place to call home, then give them a call, 888-965-1230, or go online to visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com. Everything under the sun,
Pontiac. Who doesn't want three times more? Three times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or three times more vacation days?
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you three times the internet speed without three times the price. So triple down and get up to 100 megabits per second internet for $39.99 a month with a 2-year agreement. Visit WOWWay.com today. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! My kids just gave me an executive order for President's Day. New clothes now.
Just run to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, get up to 50% off store-wide and at oldnavy.com through President's Day.
Up to 50% off? I vote for that.
Me too. And right now, jeans start at $15 for adults, $12 for kids. And tees start at $7 for adults, $5 for kids.
$5 tees and jeans on sale? This is huge. I'm headed to Old Navy now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 213 through 220. Select styles only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
You're a poker player and you want to play at the big event in Las Vegas? Listen up. It's time now to grab your spot for the 2017 Charity Poker Championship, helping kids with cancer through Children's Oncology Services and the One Step Program. Presented by Raymond James. It's Thursday, February 23rd at Chicago's Montgomery Club. We are playing for thousands in prizes and the top one of all, the $10,000 seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Seats are limited, so go to onestepcamp.org now to get yours. Spectator spots are available too for an exciting night of eating, drinking, and poker, and players can win bonus prizes for knocking out one of our celebrity bounties. Sponsored in part by David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage. It's all to ensure that kids with cancer have the simple joys of childhood. Come on, player, don't wait. Reserve your spot now at onestepcamp.org. That's One Step Camp.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Booker.
Wish to start. Are you kidding?
Well, I mean, from afar. You can only,
oh, it's
you can
ongoing.
Only, you can only start from so far away. But and as Eddie Johnson said when he was on with us, you're not gonna get that. You're not going to get him. You're not going to get Marquise Chris. They're trying to build their team with that. But I don't know who else you'd be asking for. If
do they still have Alex Len?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. He's been troublesome, not just injury-wise, but you know, he hadn't followed all the rules there. He got suspended for a game by the team.
He's a pretty good player.
You know, coming out of Maryland, I thought, you know, he had all the tools, and of course you leave after that 1 year. He hadn't taken the leaps that I thought he would, especially with Tyson Chandler being right there in front of him. You can learn from that dude.
Old head now. Yeah. Just amazing, right?
Isn't it?
Hell of a career.
Isn't it? He has had it. You look back at what Jerry tried to put together, if Eddie Curry would have gave half a damn, you know, and Tyson Chandler was...
But that's scouting. That's scouting. If you talk to people around Eddie Curry from the moment he started playing basketball...
But is there a really how much you love the game test?
You well, know? There's got to be a way to know that he just never, ever, at any level,
had it in him. Yeah.
He never wanted to
be... He was a big guy to just play ball.
Great athlete. Mm-hmm. The guy could do a standing backflip, mm-hmm. and coaches all the time, come on, play ball, play... It was never his thing. Ever.
I saw that dude put up 40 in three quarters against Evanston. I'm like, all right, well, he doesn't need to be here
anymore.
And
you saw them lose to Schaumburg.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it Westerwolde?
I think it was Schaumburg.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he tried to put it together. You know, a little baby Shaq. And at that time, Tyson Chandler was being compared to Kevin Garnett because of what he was doing at Dominguez High School. But Tyson has had a Defensive Player of the Year award. I mean, he was the reason, well, one of the reasons why the Mavericks won that championship as well.
Toyota is the official vehicle of the Chicago Cubs, and they were thrilled to celebrate the World Series victory, and they're still celebrating. Come here, right here, the auto show.
Right here.
Check out the Toyota ride and drive space for special Cubs giveaways. We got some guests coming your way in just a bit. Matt Weiner of NBA TV, followed by Jen Langosh of MLB.com.
Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at NUSports.com.
If we have those conversations, you know, we'll sit down and hash some things out, see if we can get something worked out. If it happens, you know, great. If not, you know, I'll continue to move forward, take it day by day, and focus on, you know, being as good as I can.
That's Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta talking about the possibility or not of contract talks in season. Either way, he's good to go. Theo Epstein, I'm sure it'll be a point of conversation with Spiegel and Parkins tomorrow morning. He joins their show at 10 o'clock. Kyle Schwarber was cleared by doctors to catch. He'll see some work behind the plate this spring. St. Louis pitcher Alex Reyes will have Tommy John surgery and miss the 2017 season. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They host Boston tomorrow before the All-Star break. Dwayne Wade and Nico Mirotic may play. Paul Zipser is likely out. Forbes announced today they value the Bulls at $2.5 billion, making them the league's fourth most valuable franchise. Elsewhere in the NBA this evening, if you're interested, Indiana plays at Cleveland in an early game. Atlanta takes on the Clippers in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they're off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves play in Texas on Friday. And one Bears note for you, they've signed offensive lineman Eric Kush to a 2-year deal. This scoreboard update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. For almost 100 years, Pep Boys has helped people get the most out of their cars. Hurry in and celebrate the do-it-yourself spirit with 25% off assorted parts and accessories, plus special savings on select Michelin and BF Goodrich tires during Pep Boys' Founders Day sales event. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Butler fires with 2-0 shot clock, and that'll do it. Game over.
Drive home safely.
105-94. Bulls went for the 11th straight time over the Raptors. Wow. Wow is right, and they bounce back quite nicely after a tough ending to the road trip.
Buy into necessarily a narrative of dominance over another team, but is there a certain air of confidence that you do have when you know you've beaten a team so many times that even when they were coming back, there's this thought that we win this game because we always have?
I don't think that's not really in your thought process when you're going through a game. You know, when you're in the heat of the battle like that, you know, you just want to try to go out there. I thought defensively, we made just enough plays. They got off to a hot start. We had some good stops later in the quarter, which helped the win.
We'll say Fred. Fred Hoiberg gets himself a win, and he sounds as somnambulant as he does when they lose. I think he's just trying to keep it on an even keel, and it's just a very low simmer for that guy.
Don't want to raise too many expectations.
Right. But that's really kind of a silly question. Just because you've beaten them before, do you think? No, they don't think that way.
Well, time to a silly man.
Talk some NBA with Matt Weiner of NBA TV. He is on Twitter at Matt_Weiner, and he joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be your family's MVP and bring home a Home Run In Pizza tonight. Matt, hello.
And Jason, hello to both of you.
How you doing? Now, is it in your contract that when Ernie Johnson is done with this thing, that you take over the reins of that whole TNT Inside the NBA show?
Short answer, no. and I honestly, I hope he never stops doing it.
Yeah, because, you know, you can't do it forever, and you get that look. Now, what has that show done to the studio shows that try to emulate that vibe that they have? Because you see ESPN try to do it, you know, NBA TV, of course. You guys have your studio show as well. And what has it done to not try to mimic it, but try to understand the chemistry that those guys have and try to create your own with whatever group of guys that you get every single night?
It's definitely influenced sports TV, and when I was at ESPN, I could see that the way they began to approach shows, maybe more so after I left, because their shows, particularly their NBA shows, became a little less scripted. They were trying to have more fun. The problem for them or for NBA TV or anybody else who does it is if it's not organic, it doesn't work as well, and you just sort of have lightning in a bottle. When they brought in Chuck and Kenny and paired them with Ernie, and a guy named Tim Kiley, who runs that show, they refer to as TK all the time, recognized right away that this was something different. and he didn't want to screw it up by telling the analysts to worry about what camera they were looking at, or having them come into production meetings. They don't. If you host that show, which as you mentioned I have plenty of times, you show up for the production meeting and there are no analysts there. They don't know what we're going to talk about. Could probably guess, but you know, it's not laid out for them. It's not like, okay, here are the A's. We're going to talk about this, this, and this. We want to know your thoughts on this, and we want to have tape cut to that. We just go. And as you've seen a million times, sometimes they go in a completely unexpected direction, and that's kind of where the magic is.
I think basketball, more than other sports, for whatever reason, lends itself to that. And it's one of the reasons that people love talking about it and love talking to basketball coaches more than coaches in other sports, because there's an understanding, in the words of Rasheed Wallace, that ball don't lie. And people don't have to be secretive. They don't have to pretend. They don't have to hide behind jargon and say, well, I got to look at the film, or, you know, you don't really know what's going on. Everybody knows what's going on. It's just basketball, and everybody can see it, and it adds, I think it lends itself to that kind of openness and candor just because of the nature of the game and the culture of the game.
Yeah, I agree with that, although I would say, having been around him just a little bit covering baseball, you've got a manager in Joe Maddon there who can tell some stories. He's good. He's a fun guy to be around. But basketball folks, and here's what happens here every night at NBA TV. When I come in, we have a meeting. We talk about what's in our show, and then I go to work because I've got things to write and I've got notes to look up, etc. But I can hear the arguments about basketball from down the hall for an hour or showtime, because that's what these guys love to do, just talk about the game. And you're right, they can see what's happening. They form their own opinions. They know who can play and who can shoot and who can do all the different skills necessary to be great players and who can't. And that would make great TV, by the way, as well. But you're right. They just want to talk it, and fortunately for me, you know, I reap the benefits.
Have you ever fallen victim of walking past the couch when Shaquille O'Neal was ready to pounce on anybody who walks past that special couch?
Yes, yes. He got me. This was years ago. He got a producer me. In
what do you mean,
attack.
Got? Sorry, if you walk past,
I mean,
a certain couch,
down. He tackled us.
Yeah, if you walk past a certain couch at the studios.
He tackled the two of us like we were nothing, and landed on top of us, pancaked us, if you will, into the couch.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's still fun.
Here's the background. If you walk past a certain couch in Studio J and Shaq is around it, he will take off full speed and tackle you. And
just because.
Yeah, he did this to somebody and they tried to sue him, actually. So I didn't know if Matt was going to answer the question or not, but he's done it to older players. He's done it to guys like Matt Weiner. So when Kenny Smith actually took me behind the scenes to watch the show a couple of times, he just told me, don't walk past this couch because Shaq will tackle you no matter who you are. So I'm glad you lived to tell him that.
Yeah, I think the only real criteria for him is that you have to have been introduced. I don't know that he would do it to a complete stranger. But once you've been introduced, I think he feels like you're fair game.
You're going to be working with the crew for the All-Star game upcoming, and it seems to be the developing storyline there is Durant and Westbrook on the same team. What happens? That is our critical narrative right now in a game that otherwise is the outcome is meaningless. Yeah, you know, I think we're having some cell problems, so we're gonna put Matt on hold, see if we can establish a better line, and if we can't, we're just gonna thank Matt for his time and get ready for our next guest, and that is going to be Jennifer Langosch of MLB.com, who covers the St. Louis Cardinals, and we'll talk to her about a team that is facing multiple issues right now, and look forward to switching the conversation to baseball with Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Cubs fans, spring training is underway. It's officially time to talk baseball on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Chicago's official radio home for the world champion, Chicago.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks.
And I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah. The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day Sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
And conditions.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello!
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
That's
Jeeps, Dodges, and Ram trucks for $5,000 to $10,000 off MSRP. Get 0% financing on all new 2017 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, and make no payments till May on Man Carry's massive selection of new Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodges, and Ram trucks. 1,000 are on display for immediate delivery. You will drive home today at Man Carry Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Get 0% for 60 months on new Chrysler Pacificas, plus 2,250.
History. This week in 1990, Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance on stage at an award show. Rapper Tupac Shakur was sentenced to 1.5 to 4.5 years in prison on a sexual abuse charge. This week in 1995, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On set a new record for the most radio airplays in the U.S. with 116 million plays in 1 week. This week in 1998. This week in 2012, Whitney Houston had an invitation-only memorial at a church in New Jersey.
Whether it's the very busiest peak hours of the
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
My Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I think all of you know what I'm about to tell you because there's a lot of speculation flying over the internet last night. But Alex received his MRI yesterday, and after review by Dr. Paletta and our medical staff, it has been determined that he will require Tommy John. He's likely going to do that here in Jupiter with Dr. Paletta doing the surgery. We do have a second opinion out to Dr. Andrews, and we are still awaiting word on that. But I, based on everything I've been told, it's going to match up what we've been hearing. So it's obviously very disappointing.
Cards General Manager John Mozeliak talking about the bad news involving a pitcher critical to their hopes, and maybe it'll sweeten the market for one Jose Quintana. You think they might be on the phone at least pricing some things. And here to talk about it is Jen Langosh of MLB.com, who covers the St. Louis Cardinals. She is on Twitter at LangoshMLB and joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP for your family tonight and bring home a Home Run In Pizza. Hi, Jen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. We're good. So it seems like for years, and we made the joke on this very station, that the St. Louis Cardinals just had a factory where they just made up players who came up and hit 315 in like 80 games, guys like Tommy Pham or Randall Grichuk. But it seems like that factory is running out of players. Is that overstated, or is there a little dry patch in the made-up player land that is St. Louis Cardinals prospects?
No, I think that's a fair assessment, and it was one of the things that really gave the Cardinals a little bit of trouble this winter when they were looking at trade opportunities to maybe, you know, address some areas of deficiency. They essentially had Alex Reyes, this uber top prospect, and then they felt like there was a little bit of a gulf there before their next wave of prospects. So, you know, in terms of impact young players that we're going to see at the major league level this year, I don't think the list is very long. I mean, there's an outfielder by the name of Harrison Bader who would probably only get an opportunity if one of the Cardinals starting outfielders goes down. So that's certainly not desirable to the organization. And, you know, in terms of pitching, a lot of their high end pitching prospects are in the A ball level. So Alex Reyes was really the one guy that it was expected to make that big impact. And it could be a while before the Cardinals get that next wave of young talent here in St. Louis.
And how long will the headwinds provided by having Mike Matheny as manager, will that be tolerated by otherwise smart baseball people who understand the way the game is looked at right now? I mean, I know you can say, well, you know, he's a tough guy and he's a player's guy. He's just an idiot. And after a while, with every interview he does, and he sends you down these rabbit holes of nonsense. I mean, I don't know how you can interview a guy who doesn't seem to know the difference between an objectively good player or a player being good at something and not good at something. And then you bring up any metric to him and he responds like you're attacking him.
Yeah, and I think for Mike, I think is it boils down to this idea that Mike feels like his primary job is to protect his players. And so how that comes across in the media is either taking shots at the media. It's maybe not being objective where you should. Perhaps it's putting blame in a place where it's kind of nonsensical to put blame in. I mean, one of the things we've seen Mike say repeatedly here in recent weeks is how a lot of the Cardinals' struggles last year defensively, base running in terms of fundamentals, was because of all the youth on the team. Well, number one, you can look up at the team in Chicago, which had a pretty darn young team and did quite well last year. And number two, if you really analyze the Cardinals roster from 2016, some of their poorest players, when you look at fundamentals, were a Matt Holliday, a Brandon Moss, and even a Matt Carpenter, who are none all that young. So, you know, I think he just falls into the trap of trying to be overprotective. It is interesting. I mean, this is the first year under Mike Matheny that they have not come into camp either as defending world champs, defensive division champs, or a team that, you know, advanced all the way to the NLCS. So he is in a little bit of a different spot. He did get an extension, a three-year extension this offseason. But I do believe that the pressure is on him, perhaps more than ever before, to turn things around, to take a little bit more accountability, and to help some of these young players develop in ways that he couldn't last year.
But it seems like he tries to help them by benching them almost randomly. And it just, you laugh out loud when he's asked about some of their inconsistencies and he talks about inconsistency. You say, well wait, you're the guy that's sitting guys down and pulling them around. You know, they don't know exactly where they fit in some of this stuff. And then you blame them. I'm like, you're the manager. You can make them more consistent by filling out your lineup card differently.
Yeah, that's absolutely been an issue. And one of the things we've seen here, too, is there is a different treatment given toward young players, and in particular a couple young players, than there is older veteran players. I mean, we saw Brandon Moss last year in September have an historically awful September. I mean, 1.9 for 100. And this was on a team that was fighting until the very last day for a playoff spot. And yet every day Brandon Moss was in the lineup. On the flip side, we saw periods during the season where Colton Wrong and Randall Grichuk would have a bad game or two, and then all of a sudden they would disappear for the next week, or they were down in the minors. And so, yeah, I mean, there were definitely inconsistencies in terms of how Mike handled that. I think it's very fascinating that the general manager this offseason made one public declaration after another, in essence saying that Colton Wrong will play every day, Randall Grichuk will play every day. And I guess you just have to hope the manager is hearing this, because if this team does want to get better defensively, if they do want to be more athletic, if they want to be better base runners, those are two young guys who are plus-plus in all of those areas. But they're going to have to get an opportunity. And when they fail, they can't come to the ballpark the next day wondering if they're going to be in the lineup. There's got to be some consistency and message there. And that was absolutely lacking last year.
A couple of years ago, the three best records in the National League all came from this division, and we thought it would be years and years of Pirates, Cardinals, and Cubs just mixing it up and fighting for not only a division title, but for those wild card spots as well. We've seen what Pittsburgh has done and what they think now maybe of Andrew McCutchen and some of the other guys that they may not have in the plans. Do you think this defiance by Mike Matheny and some of the older players, do you think that they don't understand where they're at and it's up to John Mozeliak in the front office to kind of right the ship, even if it is kind of Matheny proofing the team as he goes along?
Yeah, I mean, there could be an element of that. I mean, certainly this Cardinals team, for the first time, you know, last year, really for the first time in several years, feels threatened in the division, and rightfully so. I mean, they're very aware of what Chicago has built and the fact that not only do they build a contending team the last 2 years, but they built a team that's going to be contending for several years down the road. So, you know, I mean, part of it, and when you look back at last season and you think about if Mike Matheny had committed to young players like Colton Wong and Randall Grichuk and had allowed them to go through those growing pains last year, then perhaps both of those players would be in better position to take off this year. Instead, what they have is a situation where, well, there might be growing a pains, you know, again in 2017, and it just kind of slows that process of trying to catch back up to the Cubs. So, yeah, I mean, it's always been perplexing. Mike is a guy, he gives a lot of responsibility and a lot of say to the veterans in the clubhouse. It's just how he operates. And I think sometimes he kind of steps around in order to try to not hurt feelings of those guys, but ultimately your job as a manager is to win games. And sometimes that means making tough decisions with your veterans, and sometimes it means letting some of your young players go through the ups and downs that they need to get through to get to kind of greener pastures on the other side. So, you know, these are all things that, you know, Mike has said he has reflected over, you know, during the off season, but of course we're not going to be able to see how it plays out until games start up.
I just think he's an idiot, and he's an irretrievable idiot, and there's nothing he can do to stop being an idiot.
Jen's but, trying to be nice about it.
Well, she's going to see him every day. I don't. I would tell him I think he's an idiot, but I don't have to see him every day. I understand. How's Dexter Fowler doing? He was one of our favorites around here, and I hope he's enjoying life as a wealthy champion.
I think he is. You know, he's brought the speakers into the clubhouse, and I mean, I'll be honest, one of the issues the Cardinals had last year is that they just didn't have a lot of fun. And I think, you know, we talk about Mike Matheny. I think that tone is set from the manager's office, and Mike will be the first one to tell you that he doesn't know how to have fun. He didn't as a player, and he certainly hasn't shown it as a manager. But I think that the levity that Dexter Fowler can bring into this clubhouse will be a very welcome thing. I think he brings instant credibility in the fact that he's been around this game and in this league for several years, and that he has a World Series ring to go along with it. And then certainly the impact that he can make on the field. He was exactly what the Cardinals needed. When you talked about a team that needed to shore up its outfield defense, that needed a good on-base type guy that they could put near the top of the lineup, and needed somebody that could run the base as well, I mean, Dexter Fowler in many ways checked all of those boxes. So we'll see. I hope he fits in well. He seems to smile ear to ear all the time, but I think you guys know that that's kind of the norm for him, always is. But, you know, I think it might be a little bit louder clubhouse here in St. Louis than we're used to in recent years.
Jen, what was the reaction, if there was any at all? Because I know you, this is the first time around these guys in some time. But Yordano Ventura dies in a car accident in the Dominican. And, of course, St. Louis Cardinals fans are well aware of those kinds of circumstances with Oscar Tavares and him passing away in a similar fashion. You're not going to be able to keep these guys away from where they grew up or where they're from. But is there something that maybe baseball, because my co-host Dan Bernstein talked about it, he wrote about it as well. Is there something that baseball probably can do as to, you know, make sure that these things stop happening to something that they've been, you know, they've been mining these resources and these players for years and years and years, and you think it'd be kind of protecting their assets by going down there and putting something more so than just these giant facilities and helping some of the infrastructure and some of the roads, or maybe helping them
an awareness litigate. Campaign, yeah, or better hospitals, something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and it's a huge problem. And really the biggest thing, and I'll speak for the Cardinals' perspective because I know what they've gone through the last couple of years since Tavares' death. The hardest thing is that you can't police your players when they're on break. I mean, you can't force them to spend, you know, the 3-4 months of the offseason in the States. You can't tell them when or when they cannot kind of go out. But what the Cardinals have done, and this is directly in response to what happened with the loss of Oscar, is they kind of reformatted their education process specifically tailored to the young Latin players, because these players, they face different adversity than any of us in the United States can ever imagine. And part of that is bringing down cars to a country that doesn't have the road infrastructure to handle those cars. Part of it is just, you know, going back to a country where they're superstars and they're celebrities and everybody wants a piece of them and they can do whatever they want. So, you know, the Cardinals have made a real emphasis these last 2 years in trying to better educate their players about the potential pitfalls down there, and to also encourage several of them, Carlos Martinez being one of them, to spend much of the offseason in the States. And Carlos has. Carlos has taken the Cardinals up on that and tried to maybe split his time a little bit more than he had intended to. So it's a tough problem, and I'm not sure that baseball alone is going to be able to fix the roads and then the hospitals and the poverty in the Dominican. But, you know, I had hoped that the Oscar tragedy would be a wake-up call to young Latin players, and you hope that now that there's been another, that it'll be another kind of punch to the gut, that some of these players, it ultimately comes down to good decisions and personal responsibility, and you hope that these guys learn from these mistakes.
Great stuff, Jen. We appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
That is Jen Langosch of MLB.com. More baseball. Yeah, she's really good. Mm-hmm. We should have asked her to keep an eye out for Chris Ranji, too.
No, you don't want to burden her with that responsibility at all.
Just to make sure he's safe. Because, you know, that's another guy. You get him home and you don't know what kind of it's going to happen to him.
You know, whatever's going to happen in St. Louis is going to happen. We can't. It's like National Geographic.
You're a complete fatalist when it comes to the future of Chris Ranji.
We can't get in the way of nature.
You see the creepy clown picture of Ranji?
It was very upsetting, very disturbing.
Really troubling.
That a four-year-old was dressed like that. I want to know if he's asked to dress like that,
And the sepia tone of the Dracula teeth and the clown. Ooh, if you go to Chris Ranji's Twitter, you'll find a photo that you can't unsee that will
like
haunt
this
you
man's face
for a long time. What's wrong with you? You can't say that. So we just...
Oh, the speakers are on?
You can't just insult a guy's face when he walks right up to you like that.
Did you like his face?
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
What's the problem?
I would trade it in.
That's why he's here at the auto show.
He's going to the...
trade in his face for a new Toyota Tundra.
He's going to the face show next.
It's South Beach Diet Santa. Look at this guy.
South Beach Diet Santa. South Beach Diet Santa. There is.
That's a real beard. And that's a real man right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's
South Beach Diet Santa.
Yep, that is a full-on red-blooded American man right there is what that is.
All right, we're going to go talk to this man and go hunting with him at some point.
And then we'll talk to Bruce Levine after an update on The Score.
The Score is hosting another event in our brand-new Culinary Kitchen, and you could join us there. Log on to culinarykitchenchicago.com. To enter to win a spot at an exclusive cooking demonstration with chef and partner at Spiaggia, Tony Montuano, on February 24th.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is."
and she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Great deal that is coming up. But first, let me tell you about a great wine, just to give you an example of what I'm talking about here. And somebody maybe around here might know a little bit about the Lot 607. That would be the 2014 Walla Walla Valley Cabernet Sauvignon.
With some beef short ribs, a nice salad.
This is...
Put it in my decanter.
There you go. If you're a cab fan, and this is we're talking about some serious cab lovers here, because this is a big-time, big-boy wine. This is big and dense and chewy and black in the glass, and that's that classic Cabernet trifecta. You get the blackberry cassis and plum, and then it takes forever to unwind with the graphite, dark chocolate, little espresso bean flavor, and it's just starting. It's been in the bottle for 4 months right now. This can sit on the rack for 10 years, but if you want to decant this thing and enjoy it, this is just a tremendous length on the finish. You don't have to take my word for it either, or Jason's.